This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Welcome to Colorado, Erica. Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
I know you've been here for like a week or two.
Two weeks.
And she's responsible. I think she just admitted it.
What does that mean?
For our rise
in
the list.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
according
to U.S. News, Colorado is the second most dangerous state in the United States of America.
Mm, wasn't the same 2 weeks ago.
It was not.
It was
we were
not.
Like 47th.
Yep.
We were like safe and sound.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. There's no way I'm responsible for that because I am the biggest worrier, safe, seatbelts on, don't need a weapon kind of girl.
Why would this be? If like
That's what I want to know.
So I'm looking at the details.
Oh,
so it's about
details.
And it's the rate of murder, non-negligent manslaughter, a burglary, a vehicle theft. Yeah. I think that's what they looked at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so none of those are good.
That's like a Tuesday in Colorado. All those things.
Can we give a little backstory on the show for a second? About a year ago, Steve left the show. And then we began this exhaustive search, and a lot of people applied and whatnot. And Erica didn't really want the job.
Nope, sure didn't.
But we had heard tape of her, and we're like, well, she sounds psychotic enough to fit it right into this whole
The first time you said it like that.
That's literally, I remember hearing your voice going, you know, she can handle the weirdness in this room.
Okay.
And we had to like kind of coerce,
if you will.
Sure. Into take it. And by the way, coerce with booze. We got her so rip roaring drunk.
Twice now.
Yeah.
Well, what does this have to do with Colorado being dangerous?
Well, we told you what a great place this was. And we had been paying U.S. News to suppress this story until you were all the way moved in and paid your damage deposit and whatnot.
And also, there are numerous factors that can affect the crime occurring in different areas, including climate, economic conditions, law enforcement priorities, population density. So that's just take that into consideration when we say that Colorado is number two.
Right. And you moved into like one of the most sketch, dangerous neighborhoods that I told you not to move into.
No, because
like,
I live not dangerous.
I lived
feeling
not too far away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a psycho.
Well,
so.
I agree. I don't know. I don't think it feels dangerous. In fact, I feel like, because I've been going through this with, like, I've talked about, I put a basketball hoop out and I'm like very protective
You're
of
in
it.
Parker, that doesn't count.
But
Parker's in Colorado.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, big kids coming by and messing with my hoop and eventually breaking
more
it.
More bully kind of.
Yeah. Like. And it's like, I don't think that exists, period. I don't think kids are out roaming around looking for trouble. I don't see
I agree
the danger.
I think dangerous places are like the Dakotas. Like it's
Why?
Because with isn't one of the Dakotas like the meth capital of the United States?
Because
when there's nothing else to do, you do bad things. Boys especially.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, but in Colorado, you can climb, you can hike, you can bike, you
Right, but it's also so expensive here that now there is a lot of burglary. I mean, my car was broken into in my driveway.
You left it unlocked.
We don't need to talk about that.
It's not broken into.
It's simply the door was open.
Someone just helped themselves.
It's still
It's like
counts.
A smorgasbord.
Here's the US News.
Gosh. Here's the other reason I wanted to talk about this. Because it's time for Everyone Loves Aaron. It's over today. Aaron has a theory for why Colorado's dangerous.
Mm. Yeah. My theory is that we were doing great like 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And now there's just so many people here. I don't necessarily think that it's the people who are
You're
born and raised
your bets.
Here.
You said this much quicker off the
I
air.
Did.
I want you to just rip the Band-Aid
off. Okay, I said, I don't think it's the people who are born and raised here. I think it's because there's a lot of people that have moved here, which goes including, you know, the population density. That's what they said to look
That's
for.
That's why she brought up that population density.
You're the density.
Climate and economic conditions, which have changed. Because there's been so many people moving here.
So what?
I'm sorry.
One of the things I want to ask is, are we comfortable at number two? Or do we want to
Do we want to
ramp this up?
Number one.
We can do
number one.
Who's ready to go out and commit a badass crime tonight?
No.
Me, I'm a transplant.
Let's go.
Yes. I'm responsible already.
If you see Erica and T-Hack wandering your street, call the popo.
They're committing a crime.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.